I mean, we would sit in a room and think about the leadership's bonuses, and the literal conversation would be, look, if we could shoot these people, no one cares about them. But we can't shoot them.
That's Sean Helene, the U.S. Justice Department's lead whistleblower in the civil lawsuit against WellCare. He was a senior financial analyst at the healthcare provider and gave the FBI documents, emails, and recorded conversations collected over 18 months.
The money isn't going where it needs to go. Our taxpayer dollars go into the system. The system's supposed to provide for the sick. It's not getting there. And we have an abundance of money. It just never gets there. It's getting stripped off into the wealthy pockets. And the politicians certainly don't want this to go away. I mean, that's the problem. How can you stop it when they're the ones who are in charge?
Tampa-based attorney Barry Cohen says WellCare contributed $2.6 million to the state's Republican Party and Republican candidates between 2004 and 2007, making it the single largest private donor to the state GOP.
A little bit about Bill McCullum, because he's the public officer that we're saying doesn't have the right to enjoy the public trust. In this case, he has a conflict of interest.
Cohen says McCullum received nearly $1 million through donations by WellCare that were channeled through the Republican Party into McCullum's campaign in 2006 when he ran for Attorney General.
We say that Bill McCullum has got no business representing the taxpayers of the state of Florida in this WellCare matter.
Cohen also cites McCollum's failure to stop state legislation that would allow WellCare to spend less on care to Medicaid patients. He says this legislation allowed them to hide and pocket an excess profit of $23 million that was allocated from the state's Medicaid coffers.
So what happened was they try to keep as much of that 80% as they can, so they have to give it back to the state. If they spend $50 million, then they got to give $30 million back to the state. So they say, no, man, we don't want to do that. We want to find a way to keep that $80 million. So they came up with all these schemes to do it. And they were about $23 million in the hole to the state. They were getting real nervous because the state started saying, give us back that $23 million. And then the WellCare started saying, man, how are we going to not pay that money back? That's going to cause our stocks to plummet. We don't want to pay that money back. They started scrambling. How are we going to do it? They came up with all these schemes. And, of course, Sean Helene was right there in the middle listening to all of it. So he was reporting that to the FBI on a daily basis and how they were going to do it. And finally, they figured out a way to do it.
Cohen says that contributions from WellCare and its subsidiaries to the Republican Party and the committee members of the Senate bill totaled $219,000. The legislation was ultimately vetoed in 2007 by Governor Charlie Crist. The state attorney general's office commented on the Supreme Court filing by saying, "We are waiting on further direction from the court." Meanwhile, Amy Knapp, spokesperson for WellCare, said the company is firmly committed to strict compliance with the letter and the spirit of the laws and regulations governing political activities. For WMNF News in Tampa, I'm Kimberly Vlock.